The e-cigarettes are called nicotine delivery systems, and they've been touted as a way to help some adults stop smoking. They replace tobacco by heating a nicotine solution into a vapor that's inhaled. But the governor says they've also been a gateway for children to start using tobacco.
This delivery system might be better than smoking for people who want to use this as an alternative to smoking. But it has particular danger at potentially enticing children or young people into that habit, which might lead to smoking.
The state and federal government currently don't regulate the devices, but 27 other states have banned the sale of e-cigarettes to children. Dr. Andrew Selner runs the Helen and Harry Gray Cancer Center at Hartford Hospital. He says he's troubled with how the devices are marketed.
A recent CDC report shows that in the U.S., the percentage of youth using e-cigarettes has more than doubled in the last year. Might this be in part due to marketing of the product to youth, including flavors such as gummy bears, bubble gum, and fireballs?
The governor's bill was approved this week by the legislature's Committee on Children. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.